Can't tell you the last time I've heard that song. I'm very thankful he led that song this morning. It touched my heart. We should be praising him and glorifying him each and every moment we've got. We've been going through a study on who is Jesus. We've been looking at how Jesus answers that himself. In the book of John, he says, "I am," multiple times, seven times. And we're on the seventh one today, where he says, "I am the true vine." He is the vine and we are the branches. And it is a beautiful statement of our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with the Father, and our relationship with the rest of mankind and what we should be doing in bearing fruit. There's an illustration that came to mind. And I can't tell you how long it's been since I've seen this movie, at least 20 years. It was a movie, Cliffhanger, and Sylvester Stallone was in this movie. Great action guy, you know, he's in all those action movies. But I remember this moment where he is hanging from that thread, from that cable, and he's trying to hold on to that friend. He's trying to save that person's life, and the grip is slipping. And he wants to hold on. He really is begging that they hold on, but eventually we see that it doesn't happen. And they fall. And I think about our relationship with Jesus, and sometimes that's how I picture it. Where it's not like I'm connected to him as a vine and branches, but it's like I'm just trying to hold on. If I could just hold on and not fall into the abyss, not fall into this world and lose him forever, I'm just trying to hang on to any sliver possible of my faith. And yet, as we read here in John chapter 15, that's not what Jesus is picturing when he looks at his people, his disciples, his followers. He's not picturing people who are just barely holding on. He sees people that are connected to him, that are feeding off of him as a branch would its tree, or as a branch would its vine. And this is a beautiful picture of our connection to Jesus. One of the things we need to remember is it's not always about the things that people want us to do. I had a study with a guy who said, "I couldn't stay in the church because there were so many things the elders and the deacons and that they wanted me to do." And he was so burdened by all these extra things. And it was because he felt like he had to do it all. And that was part of the struggle, was he felt like he had to do everything. He couldn't just be a part of one ministry and really help in that. He felt like he had to do everything. Sometimes that's how we are. And we feel like we just got a little piece of ourselves and every little portion of the church. And we're just hanging on by a thread. And we're struggling with is this what it's supposed to be? Now, I'm not saying you can't be involved in more than one thing, right? You can be. But you got to make sure that you are still attached to Jesus, that he is what you're leaning on, that he is what you are connected to, that he is the nutrient that you're receiving each and every day. We can get caught up in all the little things that we forget. When we obeyed the gospel, I put on Christ. He's the one that I clothe myself with. He's the one that I've connected to. He's the one that I am as a branch connected to. Let's look at John chapter 15 here. We notice a lot of pictures. First off, he says that he is the vine. He says his Father is the vine dresser. He says, we are the branches, and then also we have the fact that there is fruit involved as well, that as a branch we must be bearing fruit. So there's four different things going on with the grapevine, with Jesus as the vine, the branches and the fruit, and all that happening together, and God being the vine dresser. But notice the relationship and the connection that we have with Christ. We are the branch that is connected to him. But notice, starting in verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it can bear more fruit. So we recognize that as his branch, we need to be living. We need to be thriving. It's not just, well, I'm barely attached. I'm barely hanging on. No, we're supposed to be thriving. Notice there, every branch that does not bear fruit. You remember Jesus and the fig tree? The fig tree that didn't bear fruit. There was no fruit on it, and he cursed it, and it just withered up and died. That's something I picture here when you look at God looking at us. Are we a branch that is thriving in his Son, or are we a branch that is disconnecting from him? Are we so busy in the world? Are we so busy in different portions of our lives that we've neglected to stay connected to Jesus? Because if we're at that point, we got to understand that God is going to clip off that branch, because we're not really thriving in his Son. We're not really abiding in him. We see that relationship come in as well, where he talks about being, about abiding in him. And then he goes on to say that the branch that bears fruit, he prunes. Now, I am not a gardener. That is not my specialty. That's not what I do. But I am a homeowner. And those of you who have owned a home, and you've got bushes, and you've got trees, and you've got a garden that bears fruit or vegetables and different things, you recognize the need to prune. I had a tree in Colorado that had a ton of dead branches on it. And I didn't realize what I needed to do until a neighbor came up and said, hey, you're going to need to cut a bunch of those things off. And I was like, oh, why? And he goes, well, if you don't, then the whole tree is going to die. It's going to suck the life out of the rest of the tree. And so it took some time, but I found this long, very long pole with a saw at the end of it, and it took a whole day to cut off all these dead branches. It was right after we bought the house, and I was frustrated because I'm still worrying about painting the inside of the house, let alone dealing with the stuff on the outside. But I started to learn more and more about how plants worked. And if you don't cut off the dead part, and those that are living and thriving and are bearing fruit, if you prune them, they can bear more fruit. And that's the amazing part about it. There are those of you here who are bearing fruit, who are bearing a lot of fruit. But we need to be willing to let God prune us, to let him make the changes that we need in our life so that we can bear more. Not only that, we see later, bear much more fruit. But we see this relationship with Jesus. We've got to stay with him. Look at a number of passages with me in Scripture. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, for to me to live is Christ. Or how about Romans 14 and verse 8? For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Or how about Colossians 3 and verse 3? Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Or Colossians 1 verse 27, Christ in us, the hope of glory. John chapter 15 and a plethora of other passages in the New Testament continually tell us we need to abide in Him, that He dwells within us, that we have to be connected as a branch to the vine. Otherwise, we're not going to be bearing any fruit. There's a relationship there that needs to be cultivated. It's one thing to obey the gospel, but it's another to really begin to grow. And those of you who have planted a small tree, or you've planted a seed and you've seen it begin to grow, sometimes it's amazing to see how fast they grow. And others you look at and you think, it's taken a long time, but it's growing. It's not always about how fast we grow. One of the struggles that we can have is when we start to compare ourselves to the other branches. We compare ourselves to others in the church and we start to say, well, man, I look at them and they are so godly. I wish I was like them. I'm not as good as they are. I'm nothing like them. And we start to tear ourselves down instead of focusing on our relationship with Christ, realizing that we are the ones that need to be focused on Him, not focused on others. Now, don't get me wrong. We need those good examples, don't we? I love to have elders and people who have been through a lot more than me that I can look up to and see their faithfulness. See how they've gone through struggle after struggle, or how they've dealt with different situations in their lives. And it helps me and gives me wisdom on how to deal with those things. But sometimes we take a negative outlook. And we'll look at our peers or we'll look at others and we'll say, I'm just not that good of a Christian. I'm not that good of a person, or I'm not like they are. We need to stop that. And we need to stop that now. We need to focus on our relationship with Jesus. And if we do that, we will start to grow. And we will start to bear fruit. And as God begins to prune us, and it might be painful as we go through maybe some trials or some different things, but as He prunes us, we can start to bear more and more fruit in this life. But we have to be connected to Jesus. It's all dependent upon Him. Something else about the vine and the branches. When you look at a grapevine, you can tell where the vine is and you can tell where the branches are. But if you're just glancing at it and looking at it from a distance, you can't really tell, can you? It's all kind of intertwined and all together and bundled up. And it's so knitted together. That's how we should be with Christ, all tangled up in Him. That's a good VBS song right there, tangled up in Christ. But we're connected to Him and we're feeding off of Him. When you look at all the I am statements that we've gone through in the book of John, they all have to do with some sort of relationship that we have with Jesus. You think about Him being the bread of life and how He feeds us. And He talked about there in John chapter 6 and verse 35 that we would hunger no more and that we would thirst no more. We look at Him as the good shepherd and how we as the sheep He leads to good pastures and He leads to still waters and He does these things for us and He takes care of us. And you think about the vine and the branch and how we are supposed to be connected to Him. We've been going through on Sunday nights the book of Colossians. And in Colossians chapter 2, it talks about being rooted in Christ. Are you connected to Him? Are your roots running deep? Is your branch strong and holding on to the vine? We have to maintain that close relationship. Notice, if we don't maintain this close relationship, we can be cut off by the Father. But notice, if you skip on down to verse 6, he says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. we have to maintain this close relationship with Jesus. We have to understand it's a daily grind. It's a daily thing. If you think about anything you've ever done in your life that was worthwhile or that you showed success in, did you have to put forth effort? Yeah. You had to be committed. You had to be disciplined. You had to stick with it. Now, I've tried those 90-day workout plans like P90X or Insanity. I've tried some of those. And I've usually done pretty well to get through week two, which is stupid, let me tell you. Because at that point, your body's finally at the point where you're not as sore as you were when you first started. And I've always made it to about week two or maybe into week three, and then I've stopped because I became undisciplined. I wasn't as committed. I wanted the results. It wasn't that I didn't want the results, but I wasn't willing to continue to put forth the effort. We may want the result of being a very godly person, to being the best Christian we could possibly be. The question is, if you want it, are you willing to put forth the effort? Are you willing to continue to feed off of Christ, to daily go to Him in Scripture, to daily go to Him with prayer, to continue that relationship, to have Him abide in you, and you abide in Him, dwelling in Him. There's a number of other passages in Scripture that talk about that and abiding in His love. Are we doing that? Are we spiritually living in Christ? There's different ways that you can do that. We talked about Scripture reading, prayer, but think about what we're doing this morning. Coming together and worshiping together. And the fellowship that we have with one another is another part of abiding in Him. That we're here with the other branches. Clinging to the vine. It's not just abiding in Jesus. It's not just the connection, but there is a requirement to do more. There is a requirement to bear fruit. Notice that there's four different places here with the fruit. Number one is found in verse 2, the branch that does not bear fruit. And then also in verse 2, there's the branch that does bear fruit. And then as you skip on down, you find that there's the one that bears much fruit. In verse 5, if you are the branches, He abides in me and I in Him, He bears much fruit. I might have missed one in there, but there's a fourth one talking about bearing more fruit. But as you bear the fruit, there's a progression there. You're either not bearing any at all, you're bearing some, you're bearing more, or you're bearing much. Where are you in that regard? Now, we might not be able to sit there and say, well, I know I'm bearing the greatest amount of fruit ever. But as you look at your life, are you bearing fruit for Jesus? The other question with that is, what kind of fruit am I supposed to bear? And there's plenty of things to look at. You've got the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. You've got the fruit of light in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. You've got the fruits of righteousness, Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. But there's also the fruit of bringing others to Christ. And the fruit bears its seed. When you think about the fruit of a tree, it's usually where the seed is located, right? Where it's able to plant another tree and for it to grow and to bear fruit. So while there is plenty of fruit to be borne in multiple different areas, we also need to recognize that bearing fruit and bringing others to Christ is a big part of that as well. We need to share our relationship with Christ with others to encourage them to know what it is to be attached to Him, to be a branch of His. When you look at the purpose of all this, If you look at the last few verses of this section, starting in verse 7, there's a lot of blessings that come about as we're attached to Jesus, and there's a lot of things that happen. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. Think about that. Ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. There's a blessing in abiding in Christ because He will grant you what you ask. There's also the fact of the glory being to the Father. Verse 8, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As we bear fruit, we receive the blessing of coming to Jesus and asking and receiving. We also see the blessing of glorifying the Father. If you skip down to verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we see that abiding love taking shape. And then not only that, verse 11, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. When you think about joy, sometimes we just think about happiness. And happiness is a good word, and we like to be happy. But happiness is usually based on our happenstance, whatever external circumstances are happening in our life. But there's a joy that is found in Christ that isn't wrought by what happens in the world. There's a joy that's there that stays firm if you abide in Him and He in you. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be made full. There's another passage in Scripture that talks about our joy just overflowing. It's amazing to me what God can do for us. I was happy when I got married. It was a wonderful day. I was full of joy. It's full of happiness. But eventually that faded to a degree because the party was over, right? The honeymoon eventually was over. And then there was the day my first child was born. And there was a love and there was a joy that was there that a happiness that I couldn't quite express. And it was beautiful and it was wonderful. And I still see that joy and I still see that happiness being born out. But there's also those times when I'm saying, could you just listen to me? Could you just stop that? There's times when I struggle in those relationships with my own children. But there's this joy when we are abiding in Christ. Notice, you have to abide. You have to be connected. It can't be, well, I prayed today, or I happen to read the Bible today. No, you are abiding in Him. You are the branch that is bearing fruit. You're glorifying the Father. You're able to come before Him and ask what you wish and receive. You're receiving all these blessings because you are truly abiding in Him and connected. There is a joy in Jesus and with God that you cannot have anywhere else. I mentioned to you that there's a scripture that talks about that joy overflowing. The trouble with that was, I can't remember what it was, what the scripture is. But I want to say, it's found in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice, notice, with joy inexpressible and full of glory. What we have in Christ Jesus, in the joy that he gives us and brings to our lives. Notice what Paul says, or sorry, what Peter says. You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. And of course, following that, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. If you don't have joy in your life right now, think about that for just a second. Why is that? Is it because you aren't connected to Jesus like you thought you were? This is a challenge for us to recognize. If I don't have this joy, what have I been doing? Have I been slacking? Have I been focused on other things? Am I spending too much time watching TV? Am I spending too much time with my buddies from work? Am I spending too much time with extracurricular activities? I know as a family, this is something we struggled with in Colorado, and we're trying to figure it out still. We've got 5 kids, and we want them to be able to play a sport. We want them to be able to do Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts and do gymnastics or do this or do that, and guess what happens? And we're talking about 5 kids, all right? It's just as bad when it's 1 kid, and you're trying to do all those kinds of things. And your life gets sucked away into doing all these extracurricular things that you're drained. And you're struggling to find the energy, and you're trying to figure out what's missing in your life, and you got to remember to keep Christ in it. And not just keep him in it, but actually abiding in him as the branch is connected to the vine and receives all of its nutrients from the vine. And then if you do that, you start to see the fruit be born. And it starts to grow, and you see it building up in your life, and you see how God is working each and every day in your life and in your family. And you'll start to see that joy. And you'll be able to have it. My encouragement to you is, don't let it go. Because we got to stay focused. Those things can happen again. And it doesn't have to be extracurricular things. It can be something else that's draining you. It could be a relationship with a friend that you've had since childhood or high school, or that you made at work, and they keep dragging you down. Sometimes there needs to be some pruning involved, right? And we got to cut some things out so we can start to bear fruit again, so we can bear more fruit. Being attached to Jesus is important. Sometimes we forget how important he is in our lives. We know it, right? We know it. But as we live our life, we neglect it, we forget it, and we go in and we do all these things, and we don't open up our Bibles at home, and we don't go to Him in prayer, and we neglect that relationship. Let's not do that anymore. Let's focus on abiding in Him, living in Him, thriving in Him, allowing the nutrients that He gives to help us bear fruit, to glorify our Father in heaven, to have that relationship with Jesus that I can go to Him and talk to Him about anything and everything, to ask what I wish, and to see the blessing of joy that's been made full in our lives. This morning, if you are not connected to Jesus, if you're not one of the branches connected to the vine, you have the opportunity this morning to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins and to be a branch that begins to grow from the true vine, Jesus the Christ. And this morning, if you know you've just been barely hanging on, I gave that illustration of cliffhanger at the beginning. And I know there's been times in my life where I've been grasping and I've been trying to hold on, but the fingers are slipping and I'm not sure what to do next. If that's where you're at, don't forget your brothers and sisters here. Don't forget that we're here to help, that we're here to come alongside and pray for you and be with you, to help you get the grip back. But not just that, to help you be the branch that begins to bear fruit again, holding on and growing onto the true vine of Jesus Christ. If there's any need, please come forward while we stand and while we sing.